The current plan is that it's all aid action from the 21st of February to the 3rd of March.
So you say all out action, is that how many drivers are we talking?
It's all drivers on the big buses.
Okay. We heard the infrastructure minister discussing the latest on this. Did you hear Minister Crookall's comments? What did you make of them?
Apparently there was a meeting that took place yesterday. We were not involved in any meetings with the department at all.
So you're saying you don't understand where Minister Crookall's got this from?
No, there has been definitely no meetings taken place yesterday with Unite the Union. With me or our representatives.
We understand meetings have been taking place between the DOI and the union, facilitated by the Manx Industrial Relations Service as well. This going on, are we talking since sort of the festive period? How have those talks gone?
There was a meeting that took place prior to Christmas. We had one the other week. Obviously, stalemate.
Stalemate, that's how you describe it.
Yeah, I would.
Now, Minister Crookall has said there are several options on the table and the door is still open to talks. Do you see any way out of this strike action? Do you think it's avoidable at this point?
I think it could be if they come to the table with something tangible. There is no way that our members will be doing any self-funding for a pay award or for pay for working weekends and bank holidays. They want the same as what everybody else in government get. And that is not fair that they are treated less favourably than anyone else.
So this is what the dispute is about, isn't it? We're told it's pay and contractual issues. Can you elaborate a bit on that for anyone who's not aware?
So the pay is a disproportionate standard of pay across all of the workforce. There is no premium pay when it comes to bank holidays. Weekend work and they get a flat rate. So anybody who works bank holidays, whether that's Christmas, Boxing Day, etc., they are paid the hourly rate. If the question had been poised was that they will take, if there is any pay to be put on the table, they would have to then relinquish their sickness pay to a four-year rolling sickness allowance, and that is not going to happen. Why should anybody within this area give up their terms and conditions to get extra pay? They carry the most valuable thing around this island, and that is people. They should be paid accordingly. There was no better worker than the manual workers and the bus drivers, etc., in COVID, when they carried critical people to critical services. And unfortunately, it seems to be lost in the ether that all them years ago when everybody stood clapping, especially for healthcare, etc., that slap still basically is taking place, especially to the bus drivers.
What would your message be to the minister now then? He says his department is trying to resolve this issue. So is the union trying to resolve it as well?
Absolutely. We know where we are. We know what we can do. And all we're asking for is not to carry on just giving us lip service and chit and chat. They need to come with an offer to the table and to have open dialogue, not to sit in meetings for hours on end and then at the end of the day, quote, we're a million miles away. That is not conducive. It is not beneficial. And to be honest, some of the individuals who came into that room were wasting time. We are there to basically, we come and we're a problem and we've got a solution. And a solution is in hand. It is down to the government and the department to come to the table with that offer. If they choose not to, we know what is happening on the 21st of February. We're always open to have a conversation. We want to have some resolution. We are willing to engage, but they have to engage in the same. They cannot just carry on with their lip service and then bring in nothing tangible to a table with an offer.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.